Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Tennessee Public Records Online Directory, new resource for TN Real Estate Pros. The Tennessee Public Records Online Directory provides a centralized resource for accessing public records in the state. Real estate professionals in TN rely on public records for title research, property history, and due diligence on transactions. Bookmark https://publicrecords.nonline.com/statetn for quick access to Tennessee public records during your next property closing. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines, TN Agents, How Commission Structures Work in Today's Market. Bankrate explains how real estate agents earn commission as a percentage of a home sale price and who typically pays it. Understanding commission mechanics helps TN professionals clearly communicate their value to clients and navigate fee conversations with confidence. Review the full breakdown at htoil.bankrate.com/mortgages/agent-fees-commissions/. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Tennessee Realtor Commission Fees Edge Above National Average at 6.5%. Verify and correct the survey date and provide the actual source URL. For example, a correct date survey of local real estate agents found that the average real estate commission in Tennessee stands at X percent. Review the full survey data at actual URL. For Tennessee real estate professionals, this above average rate signals continued earning potential in the local market and may inform competitive positioning with clients. Review the full survey data at the source URL to benchmark your commission strategy against the state average. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Tennessee commission rates, splits, and NAR settlement impact explained. A new guide breaks down Tennessee's average real estate commission rates, typical commission splits, and how the NAR settlement is reshaping commission structures. Real estate professionals in TN need to understand evolving commission dynamics to stay competitive and compliant in today's market. Review the full breakdown at /www.realestate.com/career-hub/blog/real-estate-commission-in-Tennessee/. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Nashville and Davidson County Property Assessor focuses on fair, equitable appraisals. The property assessor of Nashville and Davidson County works to accurately appraise property to achieve fairness and equity across the metropolitan area. Accurate and equitable property appraisals directly impact listing prices, tax obligations, and transaction outcomes for real estate professionals and their clients in Middle Tennessee. Review current appraisal practices and valuation data at h/www.padctn.org/. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Nashville Property Assessor launches Real Property Search Tool for TN Real Estate Pros. The Nashville Property Assessor provides an online system to identify, list, appraise, and classify all taxable properties to ensure fair and equitable values for the annual assessment roll. Real estate professionals in TN can leverage this tool to verify property valuations, understand assessment timelines, and guide clients through appeals and assistance programs. Bookmark hdw.pctn.org/realproperty-search to access Nashville property records and stay current on local assessment practices. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Nashville Building Permits. What TN Real Estate Pros Need to Know. The Department of Codes and Building Safety issues building permits and related trades permits as one of its primary responsibilities. Understanding Nashville's permit process helps TN real estate professionals anticipate project timelines and advise clients on development feasibility. Review permit requirements at the source URL before listing or developing Nashville properties. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Hamilton County Building Permits, essential resource for TN real estate pros. Hamilton County TN provides government services, court information, and data through its online building permits portal. Real estate professionals in TN need reliable access to permit status and inspection records to accurately assess property conditions and transaction timelines in Hamilton County. Bookmark the Hamilton County Building Permits page to streamline due diligence on local properties. HamiltonTN.gov Building Inspection CORCOR Building Permits.aspx. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Knox County TN launches online property search tool for real estate pros. Knox County, Tennessee, has made property records searchable through a dedicated online portal. Real estate professionals in TN can now access Knox County property information directly, streamlining due diligence and client research in a key East Tennessee market. Bookmark https://propertyinfo.knoxcountytn.gov slash for quick access to Knox County property records. Background and context: how redemption rights vary by state, and why buyers should care. Some TN jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context: when and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most TN jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context: why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in 0 assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. 2 properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.